听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hi friends, welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. My name is Steve and I should say Happy New Year to all of you. We're very excited here at Studio Classroom. We have a lot of new things for you in store, some new features in the magazine and some new teachers that we want you to meet. Well, it's January 1st and that means it's time once again for New Year's resolutions. What's a resolution? It's something like a goal to improve your life. Someone once said, if you don't aim for anything, then you'll hit it. In other words, it's important to have goals. Goals help give our lives meaning and direction. Of course, it's important to make goals any time of year, but if you make goals during the new year, there might be a little more motivation for you to keep them. Right now, let's look at a few key words from the first section of this lesson's word bank. The first word is resolution, as in Jane's New Year's resolution is to eat healthier food. The second word is strengthen, as in strengthen your marriage by going on a date with your husband or wife once a week. Okay, friends, please open your magazines now to page 10, line 1, for the reading of this lesson.
New Year's resolutions you'll want to keep. Do you have trouble keeping resolutions? Here's help. At New Year's, people say, out with the old, in with the new. They want to forget last year and get a fresh start this year. To do so, many people make New Year's resolutions, but they often have trouble keeping them. What's the secret to keeping a resolution? Making a positive, enjoyable one. Think about things you want to do. Here are some ideas. Spend more time with family and friends. Strengthen relationships and create fun memories with special people. Eat healthy. Lose weight and feel better by eating healthier foods.
Hi friends, Happy New Year's, 2009, January 1st, and I'm Esther.
I'm Rachel. We're so glad you joined us today, and we have two new teachers we can't wait for you to meet. We'd like you to meet Chip and Chelsea.
Thank you, Rachel. That's right. My name is Chip, and I am from Central Illinois, which is a state in the middle of America. And this is my wife, Chelsea.
Hi, everybody. Like you said, I'm Chelsea, also from the state of Illinois. And both Chip and I are so excited to be joining you this year on Studio Classroom.
Well, we are definitely glad to have you with us. And friends, we have a great lesson for you today. Because it's January 1st, we're talking about New Year's resolutions. And this is the day every year when many, many people make new resolutions for the upcoming year. And friends, have you made your resolutions yet?
Well, I have, Rachel.
I've also made my resolutions.
Nope. I'm going to do one next year.
Okay, Chip. Well, we might change your mind because our lesson is about resolutions you can keep and resolutions you'll want to keep. So some of these are fun and they will help you enjoy life a little bit more. So let's get right into our lesson here. And we have a saying that many people say or they are familiar with this time of the year. And Chelsea, what is that?
Well, at New Year's, people often say, out with the old and in with the new. They want to forget last year and get a fresh start this year. Maybe they had some bad habits or made some bad decisions last year, and they want this year to be better. No better time to start than the new year.
That's right. So that's why people will make New Year resolutions. Now, a resolution is a serious decision you make because you want to do something. So many people make resolutions during a new year.
And they do it in different ways. Sometimes they write it down or they put it in a notebook. Some of them will look at the resolution each month. But a lot of people will make the resolutions and then forget about them. They have trouble keeping them. Before we go any further, let's go to Grammar on the Go and learn more about this particular sentence structure.
Happy New Year's, friends! Greetings from New York City. My name is Liz Archer, and it's time for Grammar on the Go. So why am I in New York City? Well, it's still New Year's Eve here, and I'll be joining the crowd over at Times Square later on for the countdown. But for now, let's have today's grammar tip. Let's go back and look at the sentence for today. To do so, many people make New Year's resolutions, but they often have trouble keeping them. Notice the opening phrase, to do so. In this phrase, so means what was just mentioned. And you could take our sentence for today and change it into to do what was just mentioned. Many people make New Year's resolutions, but they often have trouble keeping them. However, that just makes the sentence sound very long and wordy. To keep things short and simple, using to do so is an easier way to say the same thing. Now, you may be wondering, when can I use this phrase? Well, whenever you need to mention an action that was just said. For example, it's easy to blame other people for the problems we have, but doing so will not solve anything. In this case, so would refer to blaming other people for the problems we have. And here's another example. If you have to make a phone call, please do so during lunchtime. In this case, so refers to making a phone call. And that's your grammar tip for today. Friends, I'd like to encourage you all to keep practicing your English. Doing so will improve your English. This is Liz Archer with Grammar on the Go, signing off from New York. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Liz. Welcome back. We're talking about New Year's resolutions, and one of the problems with making New Year's resolutions is sometimes you make resolutions that are difficult to keep. You plan to do them, but you don't end up doing them. So our article asks the question, what's the secret? What's the key? How do I make a resolution that I will actually keep? And our article recommends that you should make a positive, enjoyable resolution. Esther, what are some examples of some positive, enjoyable resolutions?
Well, if you make a positive and enjoyable resolution, you're making something that you do want to do because it's enjoyable. It's fun. So the first tip our author gives us is spend more time with family and friends. Strengthen relationships and create fun memories with special people. Chelsea, can you explain to us what this means?
Now let's first look at that word strengthen. It's one of our word bank words, and if you strengthen something, you're making it stronger. Now I know that Chip likes to strengthen his muscles, but that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about making stronger relationships with family and friends. This is a very healthy thing to do, and this is a great resolution to strengthen relationships. There are some more ideas here for resolutions, though. Rachel, what's another resolution people could make?
Well, the next one on our list is that we should try to eat healthy, right? Now, I know this is one that many people make. This is probably the most common resolution to either lose weight or start eating healthier. But a lot of times, we will feel better, we'll have more energy if we make an effort to eat better. Now, do any of you... have any of you decided to make this one of your New Year's resolutions?
Well, I certainly like to feel good, and so eating healthy and exercising is important to me.
I agree. It's always good to eat healthy, then we feel better, and we'll live longer, too, if we eat healthy.
Well, this isn't one of my New Year's resolutions yet, but I think I do have fun when I'm eating healthy foods.
Yes, all of us can probably eat just a little bit healthier, don't you think? Well, this is a great suggestion, and of course we have many more ideas to talk about, but right now we need to visit the chat room, and then we'll be right back. Don't go away.
Welcome to a new year of chat room. I'm Ken. To help us kick off this feature, Doris is here today for a chat. Hi, Doris. Happy New Year.
Well, Happy New Year, Ken. And hi, everyone. It's good to be here today. So what should we chat about?
Grammar.
Grammar. Oh, on New Year's Day?
Sure. What better way to set a solid foundation for the year?
Okay. Well, what's your question?
Well, in our lesson today, we see the question, what's the secret to keeping a resolution? Why isn't it the secret to keep a resolution?
Good question. Let me first ask you this. What part of speech is to in that sentence?
It's an infinitive, to keep, right?
No, the to there belongs to the phrase, the secret to something. It's a preposition. We often talk about the secret to success or the secret to getting good grades.
Oh, so it's like the phrase committed to doing something.
Exactly. We should be committed to learning English. So don't say, I'm committed to learn English.
Got it. 今天的课文问了一个问题, what's the secret to keeping a resolution? 实践新年新希望的秘诀是什么? 也许你会觉得纳闷, 这里为什么要用 to keeping 而不是 to keep? 这是因为 to 在这里不是不定词, 而是介系词, 它是来自于片语 the secret to something, 比如说 the secret to success, 成功的秘诀。 另一个类似的用法是 to be committed to doing something, 就是承诺、立志、致力于某一件事。你如果要立志把英文学好, 你可以说 I'm committed to learning English, 而不是 I'm committed to learn English. To是个介系词。
Well, thanks for joining us in the chat room today. We at Studio Classroom wish you a Happy New Year. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Hi, friends. Welcome back to Studio Classroom Worldwide. Now, before the break, the author gave us two suggestions for New Year's resolutions. Number one, spend time with family and friends. And number two, eat more healthy. Well, we're going to take a look at four more, but before we do that, let's look at a few more keywords that we'll find in this section. One word is spiritual, as in, going to church was a spiritual experience for Tina. And the next one is payoff. Evan decided to pay off his credit cards and get out of debt. Okay, let's continue now with this lesson's reading. Again, we're on page 10, but this time we're in line 14. Please follow along as we read.
New Year's resolutions you'll want to keep. Work on your spiritual growth. Go to church with a friend. Studies show that those who pray live longer. Try something new. Take a trip. Start a new hobby. Learn a foreign language or change jobs. Get out of debt. Design a budget so you live below your means. Then you'll have more money to pay off your debt. Volunteer. Help someone in your local community or take a volunteer vacation. If you enjoy your resolution and it fits into your lifestyle, then you will be more likely to keep it.
Welcome back, friends. Now, we've been talking about New Year's resolutions you'll want to keep. And before the break, we mentioned that an important New Year's resolution is to strengthen your relationships with your family and friends. And another one is to eat healthier. And if you do those two things, I'm sure you'll feel pretty good. But we have another one, don't we, Chelsea? What is our third tip?
Our third tip is to work on your spiritual growth. Now, that word spiritual is important to understand in order to understand spiritual growth. Now, when we think of spiritual, sometimes we think of the noun form spirit as meaning something that is not physical. We cannot see things that are spiritual. So when we experience spiritual growth, we are growing outside of our physical body, something we can't see. And one way to do this is to go to church with a friend. Esther, do you like to go to church?
I do. I go to church every week. And if you're growing spiritually, then we're talking about growing, maybe in a way we're talking about religion or your faith. So I like to go to church. I find it's very useful. I can learn a lot and go to church with a friend because our studies show us that those who pray or talk to God, live longer.
That's pretty interesting, Esther, that there might be physical health benefits to spiritual growth, spiritual activity like praying.
I agree, Chip. That is very interesting. So maybe you can make that one of your New Year's resolutions. Let's move on now to number four. And our author says another thing we can do is try something new. I like this idea, Esther.
I do too. I like to try new things, things I've never done before. And our author says maybe you can take a trip, go somewhere, start a new hobby, start something, start a hobby you've never done before, or learn another language, or even change jobs.
Well, I like to do new things as well. I'm learning a new language right now. I'm trying to learn Chinese. Another good suggestion for a New Year's resolution is to get out of debt. This is one that many people make, getting out of debt. Our article says to design a budget so you can live below your means. Now, Chip, what does it mean to live below your means?
Well, here the article means to live below your means or live below your total income, how much money you make in a month. And it recommends to design a budget or a plan for how you're going to spend money each month. And your budget should be, you should plan on spending less money than the total amount of money that you make.
That's true, and I think a lot of you are good at handling your money, so maybe this resolution isn't one you need to make. However, probably all of us can decide that we want to spend our money wisely, and maybe you can still make a resolution about how you want to spend your money. But if you are in debt, come up with a plan on how you can pay off your debt. Now, Chelsea, what does it mean to pay off something?
Well, this is a phrasal verb, and it's talking about making payments towards something that you owe money on until it is gone, until you owe no more money. Now, I know for myself, I have to pay off my student loans. I owe money for when I went to college, and I make payments every month to do that in order to work on paying off my debt.
That's right. So if you have debt, then you owe someone money. So get out of debt and don't be in debt. Well, our last tip today is to volunteer. Do something without getting paid.
This is a fantastic idea. I think everybody should volunteer at some point. And if you make this a goal for the next year, you will be blessed. Because when you volunteer, you give of yourself freely, you don't get paid for your work, and maybe you can even take a volunteer vacation.
That's right. That's one of our more information words, a volunteer vacation. Take a vacation from your job and your regular life, and instead of using your vacation to go to the beach or to go shopping or to hike in the mountains, use the vacation to serve, to help someone for free.
Wow, what a great idea. And you can help out in your local community as well. Well, if you enjoy your resolution and it fits into your lifestyle, then you will be more likely to keep it. Make some resolutions today, friends. And you can even write us and tell us about some of those resolutions.
Happy New Year!
Yes,
out with the old and in with the new.
What do you mean, out with the old?
My old bad habits are out. Goodbye, gone.
And in with the new?
New habits? Come on in. I want a fresh start. I'm making changes.
You say that every year.
But this year, I'm making resolutions that I can keep.
And how do you plan to do that?
I'm making resolutions that I can enjoy.
Really? You mean like strengthening relationships? Or maybe growing spiritually?
Well...
Or learning something new?
I don't know.
Maybe paying off all those debts? Or maybe volunteering? Those are good things to do.
Yes, but I made resolutions I'll really enjoy. Then I'm more likely to keep them.
Well, like what?
Like eating more chocolate.
What?
Playing more video games.
Huh?
And sleeping more.
That's a great idea. Those resolutions will be easy to keep.
Yeah. Happy New Year!
Hi everyone, Happy New Year! 这篇文章第一个重点我们看 resolution 这个名词。Resolution 在这里是指决心或决定。例如 Larry's New Year's resolution is to lose 20 pounds. Larry 的新年新希望是减肥20磅。或者是 Mark kept his resolution to quit smoking. He hasn't smoked for almost 6 months. Mark 坚持了他戒烟的决心，他将近有6个月没有抽烟了。我们接下来看的是 strengthen 这个动词。我们看到这个字里面有 strength 力量这个名词，所以动词 strengthen 是指使有力量，也就是巩固或强化。例如 This exercise can strengthen your muscles， 这种运动可以强化你的肌肉。或者是 The project helped strengthen our neighbor's sense of community，这项计划帮助了巩固邻里之间的社区意识。最后我们看的是 pay off 这个动词片语。pay off 在这里是指还清。例如 ,he worked two jobs and finally paid off his student loans. 他打两份工，最后终于还清了学生贷款。或者是 ,it took us 10 years to pay off our house mortgage. 我们花了10年的时间把房贷给还清了。Pay off 也只行得通或者是有好的结果。例如 ,her years of training finally paid off at the Olympics. 她多年来的苦练终于在奥运开花结果了。And your effort to learn English will pay off soon too. Bye bye!
New Year's resolutions you'll want to keep.Do you have trouble keeping resolutions? Here's help. At New Year's, people say, out with the old, in with the new. They want to forget last year and get a fresh start this year. To do so, many people make New Year's resolutions, but they often have trouble keeping them. What's the secret to keeping a resolution? Making a positive, enjoyable one. Think about things you want to do.Here are some ideas. Spend more time with family and friends. Strengthen relationships and create fun memories with special people. Eat healthy. Lose weight and feel better by eating healthier foods. Work on your spiritual growth. Go to church with a friend. Studies show that those who pray live longer. Try something new. Take a trip. Start a new hobby.Learn a foreign language or change jobs. Get out of debt. Design a budget so you live below your means. Then, you'll have more money to pay off your debt. Volunteer. Help someone in your local community or take a volunteer vacation. If you enjoy your resolution and it fits into your lifestyle, then you will be more likely to keep it.
Well, friends, if you make any resolutions this year, I hope you have success in keeping them. Here are some talk about it questions for you. The first one, have you ever made a resolution that you didn't keep? What happened? The second question is, think of a resolution you might enjoy. What is it? Why will you enjoy it? Well, friends, we hope you join us tomorrow as we take a look at what's in fashion. We hope you join us for that lesson here at Studio Classroom Worldwide. Until that time, I have to say goodbye, but hey, have a great day.